Today's shiur is Masech Tebeya Daf Yud Zayin, and we will begin on the Tez Zayin Amud Beis, 16 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa teaches us, Yontov Shechal Liyos Be'erev Shabbos. If a Yontov comes out on Friday, Eim Arvin Lo Yeruv Tchumim V'Lo Yeruv Chatzeres. One may not make, says the Gemara, according to Rabbanan, Nana Neruv Tchumim, nor a Ruve Chetzerus. Rebbe disagrees, and he holds Marvin a Ruve Chetzerus, and a Ruve Chetzerus may be made, Avol lo a Ruve Tchumim, not a Ruve Tchumim, Mnei Shata Oisroi Bedovar Osoloi. You could only prohibit somebody from making something that he couldn't do on Yontif. So since the Halacha of Tchumim applies on Yontif, just like it applies on Shabbos, that's why we can't make an Eruvei Tchumim. However, you cannot permit him from making something which is anyway Mutter on Yontif. And since on Yontif one may carry, so there is no need for Eruvei Chetzeres on Yontif, that's why Rebbe holds an Eruvei Chetzeres may be made, Eruvei Tchumim may not be made. Mefarshim discuss, according to the Rabbanan, that Eruvei Tchumim and Eruvei Chetzeres may not be made. Ask the Ran, this person has an Erev Tavshilin. And if he has an Erev Tavshilin, as we've been learning in this entire parak, what the Erev Tavshilin accomplishes is that the person can carry from, could prepare on Yontif for Shabbos. So therefore, if this person has an Erev Tavshilin, why can't he make an Erev Chatzeris or Erev Tchumim based on the Erev Tavshilin that he has? So the Ran says that the Erev Tavshilin only helps for something which is for Yontif meals, cooking, baking. Erev Chatzeres, Erev Tchumim, that have nothing to do with preparation of meal, cannot be, the Erev Tavshilin cannot allow us to make one. The Zeruah disagrees, and he says that if indeed somebody would have an Erev Tavshilin, he would be allowed to make an Erev Chatzeres. He agrees, and he says that's Pshat in the Yerushalmi, that he could not make an Eruvei Tchumim, but an Eruvei Chetzeres could be made based on an existing Erev Tavshilin. And he explains that Al Gemara is discussing a situation where there was no Erev Tavshilin made, and that's why he can't make not the Erev Tavshilin, not the Erev Tchumim, according to the Rabban. Tachsam Seifer explains Rebbe's position. The Rebbe says that Erev Chetzeres may be made, and the Erev Tchumim may not be made. He says there's a fundamental difference. On Yontif, one may carry. So by creating the Erev Chatzeres, I'm just continuing the existing situation. Continuing an existing situation is not called a tikkun. It's not called really constructing anything. And that's why an Erev Chatzeres may be made. On the other hand, as we explained, on Yontif, one may not walk out of the Tchum. So creating an Erev Tchumim is creating something constructive. Till now, I could not walk past the Tchum. By creating this Erev Tchumim, I am able to walk on Shabbos past the Tchum. That's called doing something constructive, not just preventing something from happening. And that's why the Chasam Sofer says Rebbe agrees that Erev Tchumim cannot be made and Erev Chatzeres may be made. The Rashba asks that the Gemara says that we're allowed to make an Erev Chatzeres because, as we just explained, it's anyway mutter to carry on Yontif. So continuing an existing situation, it's a Dover HaMutter. Asks the Rashba, as we learned in the previous parak, it's not always necessarily permissible to carry on Yontif. It's only mutter to carry on Yontif something that there's a need to carry. So ask the Rashba, so there is a purpose for the Erev Chatzeres. So why is the Gemara called the Erev Chatzeres something that's anyway mutter? So the Rashba says, since under many circumstances one may carry on Yontif, even though there are situations where he cannot carry, still carrying is considered a davar mutter. Itmar, so we learned, Rav Amalok Tanakama. Rav says the Alok is like the Tanakama. Shmuel Amalok Rebbe. Shmuel says Alok is like Rebbe. Ibailhu, so they ask after learning this statement that the Alok is like Rebbe, Is it halach k'rebi l'kula? Do we hold like Rebbe l'kula that you're allowed to make and erev chatzeres, or l'chumra? Or do we go l'chumra that you can't make an erev chatzeres? Ask the Gemara, pshita l'kula kama. It's obvious that we go l'kula. Isn't that what Rebbe said? The Rebbe said we can make an erev chatzeres. Answers the Gemara. Mishum the shalach Rebbe Elazar l'gayla. Rebbe Elazar sent the following message to the Yidden in Golos. Not like you learned in Bavel, the Rebbe matter. The Rebbe holds you allowed to make a Rebbe Chatzeris on Yom Tov Friday. The Chum Oysim, the Chum hold you may not. Ella, what we shall learn is Rebbe Oyser. It's Rebbe that says you can't make the Rebbe Chatzeris. The Chum Mater, the Chum hold you may. So now we want to know when Shmuel says that Loch is like Rebbe, which version was he following? Was he following the version that allows us to make the Erev Chatzeres in this situation? Or was he following the version that does not allow us to make it? Toshma, the Rav Tachlifa bar Avdimi, Ovad Avdu Kavosei de Shmuel. He acted like Shmuel. His first time that he rendered a public opinion was to paskin this Shaila that the Loch is like Rebbe. Vomer Rav, and Rav, who we know disagreed with Shmuel on this subject, made the following comment. Tchilas hayroa dahayt sum rabbanon. The first ruling that this young Rav made was l'kakula, was caused damage. Explains the Gemara. Iam b'shlam l'kula kamar. If we're going to say that Shmuel was saying that Rebbe allows you to make a Rebbe Chatzeris, and now Rav Tachlifa was following that position, and Rav was commenting on that, we could understand why Rav says damage is being caused. You think you're allowing an Erev Chatzeres to be made, which is incorrect. An Erev Chatzeres should not be made under these circumstances. Eli Amrit L'Chumra, if we're going to say that Shmuel's understanding of Rebbe was a Chumra, that you're not allowed to make an Erev Chatzeres under such circumstances, Michael Kulika, and Rav Tachlifa was following such a version, and saying that you're not allowed to make an Erev Chatzeres, so where's the damage done? He said you're not allowed to make an Erev Chatzeres, and people won't make it, so what kind of damage could be caused? Answers the Gemara, Kivin Makalkalei Rabbi. If Shmuel had said that you're not allowed to make the Erev Chatzeres, and Rav Tachlifa was following that version, Rav still has a right to say that what he was doing could cause damage. Because people have come to make a mistake by carrying Hanukkah Kula. That means, as Rashi explains, if there was an Erev Chatzeris, so if one carries, he will not do anything wrong, because there's an Erev that allows us to carry. By him saying that an Erev may not be made, people will not carry. People will accidentally carry things in their pocket and will be over for carrying on Shabbos. That's why it could come out of Kilkel. It would be better if an Erev was made. In fact, the Chasam Sofer in the Tshuvas, based on this Gemara, says from here we see that it's appropriate wherever possible to make an Erev. Because if an Erev is not made, Kilkula, we can end up that people will carry and be over a malacha on Shabbos, which they could have avoided. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Rav Huna, Halach k'Rebbe, the halach is like Rebbe, Ula Eser, that the version of Rebbe Lezer, that Rebbe holds that an Eruv Chatzeres may not be made on Yontif, Friday, Erev Shabbos. Tan Rabban, Yontif Shechali is b'Shabbos. If Yontif is on Shabbos, B'Shamay say, we're going to discuss now what is the nusach of the Shemana Esrei. B'Shamay Mispal Shemana, we say Shemana Brachas. Because as we know, on a regular Shabbos, on a regular Yontif, the Shemana Esrei consists of seven brachas. The first three brachas are the same that we always say. The last three brachas are the same that we always say. And the middle bracha speaks to Shabbos or to Yontif. So says B'Shamay, if we have Shabbos and Yontif on the same day, Mispal L'Shmoyna, we say eight brachas. Shabbos v'fnei atzmai, we say a bracha regarding Shabbos. V'shal Yontif v'fnei atzmai, and we say a bracha regarding Yontif. Or Beisil Omer, Beisil disagree. They say Mispal Sheva, we only say seven brachas like on every Shabbos. Maschav L'Shal Shabbos, this middle bracha begins, we speak about Shabbos. Messiah Mishal Shabbos, and at the end of the bracha we also ended with Shabbos. We say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, like we say by every Shabbos tefillah, v'oimer kedushas hayom be'emtza. In the middle of this bracha, we mention the fact that today is Yontif. Rebbe Oimer, Rebbe disagrees, and he says, af choysen boy. Also, when we make the bracha at the end, we should mention Yontif. We should say, mekadish ha-Shabbos, we should speak about Shabbos, Yisrael v'azmanim. Tana tanei kamed Ravina. A brisa was taught by, in front of Ravina, that the way to end it is not ha-mekadish ha-Shabbos Yisrael v'azmanim, but rather the way to end it is, mekadish Yisrael ha-Shabbos v'azmanim. First speak about Yisrael, then Shabbos, and then Zmanim. Amalei, so Ravina says he doesn't accept this. Ati Yisrael Shabbos Yisrael Mekad Shalei. If you mention Yisrael first, it seems to indicate that Klal Yisrael are the ones that were Mekadish the Shabbos. Mekadish Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadish us, Klal Yisrael, and we in turn are Mekadish Shabbos. But that's not true, because our Shabbos Mekad Shevekaimi. Every seventh day is Shabbos, automatically. Ella, the right nusach is to say, Mekadosh HaShabbos, Yisrael Vazmanim. To say first Shabbos, then Yisrael Vazmanim. And Amar Rav Yosef and Rav Yosef says, that's the halach perebi, that you say Shabbos at the beginning of the bracha, Yontav in the middle of the bracha, and then we end off, HaMekadosh Shabbos, Yisrael Vazmanim, Kedetarot Ravina, according to Ravina's version. The Torah Tamima asks, why on a Yontav, why on every Yontif don't we mention the Yontif, the specific Yontif in the bracha? Pesach, we should say Mekadosh HaPesach. Sukkos, we say Mekadosh Sukkos. So Torah Tumimah says, Chazal, when they made the Nusach HaBracha, wanted to make one uniform Nusach, that it should be easy to remember. If every Yontif we would say a different Nusach, it would be confusing. So Chazal said one Nusach. The Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach I saw says a different answer. He says, as we know, the Yomim Tovim are based on when Rosh Chodesh is. Whenever Rosh Chodesh is, that's when we know Yontif is. So he says that's what we mean when we say on a Yontif Shrin Esrei Mekadesh Hazmanim. We're referring to Rosh Chodesh. We Klal Yisrael Mekadesh Hazmanim Besdin determines when Rosh Chodesh is, and based on that Psak, based on when they say Rosh Chodesh is, all the Yom Tovim fall into place. The Mefarshim discuss various questions if a mistake is made. One question that's discussed by the Mefarshim is if on Yontif somebody, instead of saying Mekadosh Hazmanim, says Mekadosh HaShabbos, and Tosh Kedei Dibur, he realizes Tosh Kedei Dibur is the amount of time it takes to say Shom Aleichem Rebbe Yomairi. He realizes that he should have said Mekadosh Hazmanim. So the Paiskim all agree that if when he said the bracha, he realized that today was Yontif, he just got confused, he's used to saying Mekadosh HaShabbos, that, and it's Tosh Kedei Dibur, he could say Mekadosh Hazmanim and it's fine. If it's after Tosh Kedei Dibur, the Paiskim agree that it's too late and he has to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. There's a machlokes if he realizes Toich Kedei Dibur, but he did not know when he was saying the bracha that today is Yontif, he got confused and he thought it's Shabbos, but it's Toich Kedei Dibur. Can he just correct himself, or does he have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei? It's machlokes to Magen Avraham and other Paiskim. The Mishnah Berurah says as long as it was Toich Kedei Dibur, he can just correct himself and it'll be fine. Another shaila is on Yontif the person just said Mekadosh Yisrael and he did not say Hazmanim. The Paiskim say that it's not acceptable and he has to repeat the bracha. And the same on Shabbos, if he would only say Mekadosh Yisrael and not say Shabbos, it's not acceptable and he would have to repeat the bracha. Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Shabbos Shechal Lias B'Rosh Chodesh B'Chol Shemoyed. If Shabbos comes out to be on Rosh Chodesh or on Chol Shemoyed, Arv Shachos Mincha by Meir by Shachos by Mincha Mispal Shabbos. He says the regular Shemoneh Esrei of Shabbos. V'Oymer Me'en Hamu'ura Ba'Avoida. He says Yal V'Yavoy Ba'Avoida like he always says it by Ritzei. V'Mloy Omar, if he didn't say it, Machzir, so he has to repeat it. But the Tzlach says then on Rosh Chodesh if he had not said Yalav V'yavai by Ma'ariv, he would not have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, because we never repeat Shemoneh Esrei if we miss Yalav V'yavai by Ma'ariv on Rosh Chodesh. Rebbe Lezer says Bahaydo, that Rebbe Lezer says Yalav V'yavai is not said by Ritzei, it's said in the middle of the Bracha of Al Kulam, like we say Al Anisim. Over Masafim, regarding the Musaf Tefillah, Maschil B'Shal Shabbos, we begin with speaking about Shabbos, Masayim B'Shal Shabbos, we end with Shabbos, V'ayim HaKadushas HaYoyim Be'emtza, and we speak about Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the Bracha. Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel, Reb Shmuel Ben Menashe, Reb Yochanan Ben Baraka, Aimrim, Kol Makom Shoskik L'Sheva, wherever he has to just say Shevin Brachos, Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv, Maschil B'Shal Shabbos, Masayim Shal Shabbos, in the middle of Bracha, he should begin speaking about Shabbos, and the Bracha on the Kaddish of Shabbos, V'ayim Kedushas HaYoyim Be'emtza, and he mentions that today is Chol HaMoed, or today is Rosh Chodesh, not separately in Yalav V'Yavai, but rather according to them, that it's said in the middle of the Bracha that speaks to Shabbos. And the Sfas Emes explains what's their reasoning. He says, normally, during the week, if it's Rosh Chodesh, so we say Yalav V'yavai. There is no bracha in a regular weekday Shemoneh Esrei to mention Yontif separately. So therefore, it's mentioned in Yalav V'yavai. However, explains the Sfas Emes, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and Rav Shmuel ben Menashe ben Yochanan ben Baraka, since on Shabbos we do have a bracha that speaks about the day, the middle bracha. The bracha in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei speaks about the day, so we include in that bracha all of the inyonim, all of the aspects of this day, which includes that today is Chol HaMoed or Rosh Chodesh. Om Rav Huna said, Ein halacha k'ayis zog, the halacha is not like this pair, rather the halacha is like the Tanna Kamma that holds that by Ma'ariv Shachris and Mincha, we say Yalav V'yavai. Now, Tosfos asks, usually when the Gemara wants to tell us who the halacha is, we don't say Ein halacha k'ayis zog, who the halacha is not like. The Gemara says who the halacha is like. So why doesn't the Gemara say the halacha is like the Tanna Kamma? So he says, because we're not really following the Tanna Kamma either, says Tosfos. Because according to the Tanna Kamma, we end the bracha just by saying Misayim B'Shal Shabbos. But we learned in the previous Gemara that when we have Shabbos and Yontif together, we don't just end with B'Shal Shabbos. We say Mekadosh Shabbos Yisrael V'Azmanim. So if the Gemara would say that halacha is like the Tanna Kamma, one would think that the halacha is that all you say is Mekadosh Shabbos. Given that that's not true, given that we say, like Rebbe taught us in the previous Gemara, that we say Mekadosh Shabbos Yisrael V'Azmanim, the Gemara didn't say halacha Tanna Kamma, the Gemara just said Ein halacha Kaisuzug. There is a machlokes with Shoinim that if somebody just said on, let's say, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh by Musaf, and he's mentioned Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the bracha, he spoke about the Kabbonis, but when he came to the end of the bracha, he only said Mekadesh HaShabbos, he didn't say any more than that. Instead of saying Mekadesh HaShabbos, Yisrael Rosh Chodeshim, he just said Mekadesh HaShabbos. Does he have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei or not? So, some Rishonim say that, given that, as we just explained, that halacha is like Rebbe, that you have to say on Yontif Mekadosh Yisrael, Mekadosh Shabbos Yisrael V'Zmanim, in Rosh Chodesh you have to say Mekadosh Shabbos Yisrael V'Rosh Chodeshim. If you didn't say it, you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. However, there are Rishonim that say you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, because given that we learned in the previous Gemara that according to Hillel, we always end the bracha just by saying Mekadosh Shabbos. So yes, we've accepted Rebbe's psak that we should say Mekadosh Shabbos Yisrael V'Zmanim. But Kaddish Shabbos Yisrael V'Rosh Chodeshim. Here, the person made a mistake. To make him repeat the Shemoneh Esrei when he already did mention Rosh Chodesh Shemil de Bracha may not be required. Omar Rav Chi Barashi Omar Rav Meniach Adam Erev Tchumim Miyotel Chaveroi. If a person didn't put down Erev Tchumim, if you have now 2 days Yontif, he can make an Erev Tchumim for Shabbos with the following condition. He says, let's say Yontif is Thursday, Friday. He says, if today is a weekday, then, because as we know that Yontif was kept in Chutz La'aretz for 2 days, because we don't know which day is Yontif, as we learned at the beginning of the Masechta. So if the first day is really a weekday, the Erev should be effective. And if today is Yontif, then tomorrow is not Yontif, so the Erev will be effective tomorrow. And then he can rely on that Erev for Shabbos. Similarly, Amar Rava, Meniach Adam Erev Tavshila Miyontif L'Chaveroi, a situation where we have Yontif Thursday, Friday, and the person forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin, he could put it down on Thursday with the following condition of Masna. He says on Thursday, if today is Yontif, then tomorrow is not Yontif. We don't have any issue. If indeed today is not Yontif, so putting down the Erev Tavshilin today. Says the Gemara, Man Dama Erev Tchumim, the Man Dama that says tonight can be made by an Erev Tchumim, Koshken Erev Tavshilin will certainly hold that this tonight can be made by Erev Tavshilin. Man Dama Erev Tavshilin. However, the Man Dama that says that this tonight can be made by Erev Tavshilin will hold only by Erev Tavshilin could such a Tanai be made. Aval Erev Tchumim, but Erev Tchumim, loy, he will hold that such a Tanai cannot be made. My Tama, why? Dul Mikni Shvis B'Shabta Loy. Chazal said that on Shabbos or Yontif, one is not permitted to make a Kinyan. So even though this day may be a weekday, as we just explained, in the condition, still Chazal said that any day that we're observing as a Yontif, we should not do anything that is like a Kinyan, and doing and making an Erev Tchumim involves making a Kinyan, and that's why it's awesome. Tosfos attempts to say that perhaps the issue is Chachona, that we're making this Erev on Friday on behalf of Shabbos, there's an issue of Achana, and that's why it should be Yisur. So Tosfos says, if the issue was Achana, that we would not have been so strict that when Yontif is on Thursday, and we're already making the condition on Thursday, that it should work for Yontif, we wouldn't have been so strict. To work for Shabbos, which is 2 days later, we would not have been so strict. Tosfos asks the Kasha. Tosfos says that the Gemara says in Masechta Gittin, the Rachman al Tzlon, if somebody is a Shchimera and he very ill and he doesn't want his wife, they didn't have any children, doesn't want his wife to have to come to Yibum or Chalitza, and it's Shabbos and we're concerned that he won't make it until after he won't make it, so he could put his get, he could put the get for his wife in a room, even though on Shabbos the get's not allowed to be given, and say, this room I'm making now is your room, I'm giving you this room, and she should then close the door of the room, which would be a Maisa Kinyan, an act of acquisition, and by owning the room, she owns everything in the room, which includes the get. So Taisha says we see that a Kinyan sometimes can be made on Shabbos for Yontif. So Taisha's answer is there we're dealing with a very serious situation. We don't want that this woman should turn into an aguna. That's why Chazal will more make up. So the sort of Sharm Tzion Balocha based on this Tosfos says we could perhaps use this concept if, let's say, Erev Pesach is on Shabbos and one realizes that he forgot to sell his chametz. So even though, as we're learning now, we're not allowed to make a Kinyan on Shabbos Yontif, perhaps here, in order to avoid the Isra by Rabbi Yamotzei, some sort of a Kinyan to a guy would be allowed to be made. The Rambam, interestingly, does not agree, says that this Gemara is not relevant Bizmanenu. The Rambam says only in the Bizman HaGemara, when they truly did not know which day was Yontif and which day was not Yontif, that's when Chazal said we can make this condition. However, nowadays, says the Rambam, that we know that really the calendar is correct, and the first day is the real day of Yontif, and the only day we're keeping the second day is because Minigav Sen B'Yudainu, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, this Tanai should not be made. The Ravid disagrees with the Rambam. He says that we keep both days Yom Tovim as is, and the condition could still be made. However, the Kaf HaChaim says that this Rambam is actually relevant l'alocha. He says, what's the din of taka somebody forgot to make an Erev? What should he do? Should he make this tonight? He realizes on the first day Yontif, Thursday, they did not make an Erev to Shilin. Should he make this tonight? Or should he rely, as we discussed in the previous year, on an Erev of the Rav? Says the Kaf HaChaim, given that the Rambam doesn't agree with this condition, and also the Kaf HaChaim says there are questions when you make this Tanai, could you make the Tanai do you make a bracha? So in order to avoid all the shailas, the Rambam says that you should make, the Kavach Chaim says, better to rely on the Erev of the Rav than to rely on this condition. Moreover, I saw that the Paiskim say, the Kavach Chaim says this also, that when a condition is being made, normally, as we explain, an Erev, one doesn't necessarily only have to make for himself. A person can make an Erev for others also. But when the person is making an Erev through the condition, he should not make the Erev for others. He should make a bitzina only for himself, because there's some aspect of zilzul yontif, degrading the yontif by saying this condition publicly. Tana Rabbanan. Ein oifim yontif l'chaveri. We're not allowed to bake for one day yontif for the next day. It's only permitted for the day that you need it. Bamis Amra. But now the Gemara begins the sugya of Ribi Bishurim. Ribi Bishurim means that if I'm doing something that I'm allowed to do, the question is, could I add to that? And there are two conditions given by the Paiskim when it's permitted. One condition is that the food that I'm cooking, by adding more food, the food is better. The Gemara will give us some examples. Then I'm allowed to add more than I really need. Another condition that the Gemara will teach about is if no extra work is required by being Marbe Bishurim. The classical example is, let's say somebody in Yontif is cooking water for a coffee. So he needs, whatever, 5-6 ounces for his coffee. A person doesn't have to be exact to measure that when he puts the kettle on the oven, that it should only have enough water that he needs to make the coffee. He could fill up the kettle even with more, because since it's one maisa, it's one act of cooking, it's permitted. And that's what the Gemara says. But Emes Amru, we were taught, usually Emes Amru means it's Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, M'mali Isha Kol Agdei Rebosar, a woman could fill up the entire pot with meat, Apish Enet Tzricha L'Chatich Achas, even though she only needs one piece. For as we just explained, cooking two pieces of meat and cooking one piece of meat is all the same amount of exertion. That's why it's mutter. Similarly, a baker could fill up a whole barrel of water, even though he only needs one jug full. Because again, it's the same amount of exertion. When it comes to baking, you only can bake what you need. She could fill up the entire oven with bread, but the bread is baked better in their ovens when the oven is full. So in order that the one loaf of bread that I want to have should come out better, I can fill up the entire oven with breads. Amar Rava, and Rava says, Halach to Shimon ben Elazar, you could fill up the entire oven with bread, because the one bread that you want will come out better. The Tzlach asks, that's fine, why I'm allowed to fill up the entire oven, but what about taking out the bread? As we learned, Radius HaPas is Osir, taking off a bread from the oven wall is Osir, and we don't need all those breads. So the Tzlach answers that we're allowed to take off all the loaves of bread, because Chazal knew that if the person's not going to be allowed to take off all the loaves of bread, he won't bake the bread in the first place. And we want him to bake the bread in the first place, and we want him to put in all the loaves in the first place, as we just explained, because that makes the bread that I'm going to eat on Yontif better. That's why Chazal said, I could even take off all the loaves that I had. The Paiskim point out, or Rishonim point this out already, that even though we're saying now that a person could do more than he needs, that's only if the extra that he's going to have, he's going to eat on Yom Tov or on Shabbos. But if he's going to eat the extra on a weekday, he has to be a lot more careful in Ribi Bishurim. And we'll discuss this more later. Reb Moshe was asked two shailas regarding Ribi Bishurim. One question was, as we learned in the previous parak, on Yom Tov one could carry anything that he needs l'tzayrich. So let's say somebody has a key ring, and he has on that ring keys for his house. So he's allowed to carry those keys on Yom Tov. But he also has on the key ring keys to his office, keys to his car, that he doesn't have any use for on Yom Tov. is he allowed to carry the entire key ring because he has the keys that he needs, and with that carry other keys? He was asked a similar shaila. Of course, we're not saying that this is permitted, what should be done. But he says, let's say somebody who smokes, and he's going out, and he anticipates that he's going to need 10 cigarettes. And the cigarette pack comes with 20 cigarettes in it. May he carry out the entire pack in order, or only the amount that he's going to need? So Moshe says, in the key ring, he certainly cannot carry more any keys that he will not have a use for in Yontif. Rebbe Bishurim only says, Ramosha, is if I can have a use for it. Here, when I cook the entire pot of meat, I could eat every piece of meat. I may not eat every piece of meat, but I could eat every piece of meat, and that's why I could cook the entire pot of meat. Here too, only when I could use the key do I have a right to carry it. If I have no use for the key, I can't carry it. However, says Ramosha about his cigarettes, even though this person intends to smoke 10, should really smoke none, but he intends to smoke 10, but he may end up using the other 10, or he doesn't know which of those 10 or which of those 20 will he use, so he can carry out the entire pack. Masha Enkein, by the key ring. Another shaila, that's another concept when we speak about Rebbe Bishurim, is the Paiskim discuss that we know that on Chol HaMoed one shall chatchila not do laundry. But if somebody has to do laundry, especially the Shulchan Aruch discusses, let's say somebody has small children at home, doesn't have enough clothing, so laundry could be done. So the Shulchan Aruch says you can only wash what you need. The Paiskim discuss that nowadays that we have washing machines, and filling up the washing machine, the machine washes everything at the same time, it could be that given the concept of Rebbe Bishurim that we just learned, you may be allowed to fill up the washing machine even with more clothing than you actually need. If somebody didn't put down an Erev Tashilim, who Nesser? He's certainly not allowed to cook or bake for Yontif. The question is, Kimcha Nesser, is the flour that he owns, his food items that he owns, also Asser? Who Nesser? He's Asser, then Kimcha Nesser, but not his food. Ask the Gemara, Lamai Nafkamina. If he can give over ownership of his flour to others. If we're going to say that not only is he also the cook, but everything he owns cannot be used, he would have to transfer ownership of his food items to others. However, we say that only he's also, but not his flour. He would not have to sell his flour to others. My, what is the halacha? This is Rashi's version of the Gemara, and this is the version that we're going to follow. However, Taisvis has a different version. Taisvis says, if his kimcha is neser, if the flour is aser, then transferring ownership cannot make it mutter. Once it became aser, it remains aser. So therefore, Taisvis' version of the Gemara is like this. If he's aser, and his flour is aser, there's nothing that can be done anymore. If on the other hand, he's aser, and his flour is not aser, then transferring ownership should be an eitzah. Tashma, Mishloi Nich Erev Tavshilin, Sayin didn't leave Erev Tavshilin, Hareze Lo Yoifav, Lo Yivash, Lo Yatmin, he can't bake or cook or put away food for Shabbos, V'loi Loi, not for himself, V'loi Lachem, not for others, V'loi Lachem, Oifav, Yivash, Loi, nobody else could cook or bake on his behalf. Ketzur Oysa, what should he do? Makne Kimcha Lachem, he should transfer ownership of his food items to others. From here we see who Nesser, the Kimcha Nesser. It's not only he that's Osir, it's also all food items that he owns are Osir. And the only way that can be used to cook on that day, Yontif, on Yontif Erev Shabbos, is if it's transferred ownership. There's an interesting Mari Vail, which is quoted by the Ramah. Ramah says the same thing would apply if somebody were fasting on Yontif. He cannot rely on Erev Tavshilin. And Erev Tavshilin, he can't cook for himself, nor cook for anyone else. The Maria Mvile is saying, so just like somebody who didn't make an Erev Tavshilin can't cook, somebody who's not going to have any use from the Erev Tavshilin himself, because he's fasting, cannot rely on it. There are many Paiskim to disagree. The Mishnah Brewer himself seems to say that we hold like the Merivayil, and just because somebody's fasting doesn't mean that an Erev Tavshilin that he placed isn't effective, or that an Erev Tavshilin that's in his home cannot help for the other people in the house. Yiboyluhu. Ovav Ofamai. What is going to be the halacha if somebody did indeed cook or bake without Erev Tavshilin? Could he eat that food or not? Tashma, the Brisa says, Mishlo Nich Erev Tavshilin. If somebody didn't put down an Erev Tavshilin, Ketzur Oisoi, as we just learned, Makne Kimcha L'Cherim, he should transfer ownership of his food to others. V'Cherim Oifen Loi V'Vashen Loi, and these people will cook and bake on his behalf. Vim Isa says the Gemara, if we now are learning that if he did cook or bake, his food is permitted, listening off of mutter, with the Brisa could have taught us that if he did cook or bake, it's also mutter. The fact that the Brisa doesn't teach us that, it seems to indicate that if a person didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, and then he cooked or bake, it's unacceptable. Says the Gemara, it's not a definitive proof. Because Omer, Rav Adba Masna, Tana Takanta da Terektani. Our Bryce is only speaking about something that he's allowed to do. He's allowed to, as we learned earlier, transfer ownership. This takanta di sura, that the person did the wrong thing and he went and baked and cooked when he wasn't allowed to, like Tani, the Bryce is not speaking about such solutions, such type of people. Tashma. The Gemara attempts a different proof. The Gemara says, Mishad Inich Erev Tavshilin, somebody who did put down an Erev Tavshilin, Hareza Oifo Mavashal Matman, he could cook and bake and do Atmana. From Ratzalaychal Seruvoi, if he wants to eat up his Erev, Harshus Beyodai, he may. However, says the Gemara, Achlay Achalay Ofo Achalay Hitman, if he eats up his Erev before he prepares for Shabbos, so now, Hareza Lo Yoifo Velo Yavashal Velo Yatman, he won't be able to cook or bake. Because the only reason he's allowed to cook or bake is because there's an Erev Tavshilin. Now that the Erev Tavshilin is no longer in existence, he can't rely on it. Loy loy, not from self, loy acherim, for loy acherim, oifim vashim loy. So what does he do if he doesn't have his Erev Tavshilin, and he needs to cook on behalf of Shabbos? And vashil yontif, he should cook for yontif, vim hoyser, and if he has leftover food, hoyser l'Shabbos, he takes that leftover food for Shabbos, or vashil yarem, he shouldn't make an haroma, he shouldn't make a subterfuge, saying that I'm cooking for yontif, when he knows that he's really cooking for Shabbos. Vim harim, and if he did this haroma, asur, the food is asur. So the Gemara is saying, if we see that a haroma is asur, certainly outright cooking on yontif for Shabbos in a situation where he doesn't have an erev is unacceptable. Amravashi, so Ravashi says the proof is not definitive. Harama karamrit, you want to speak about haroma? Shani haroma, the achmi were abundant to fabi mazit. Chazal were more machmir by haroma than by amazit. That even by haroma they maybe said, Del, we cannot rely on it. And as Rashi explains, people, if haroma will become mutter, people will become less conscientious regarding making an erev. People will start saying, I don't have to make an erev, I could always make this haroma. That's why Chazal were more machmir by haroma than by amazit. Taisus asks that we learned in the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph from the base that if somebody has shechted an animal on Yontif and he wants to salt the pieces of meat that should be preserved, even though salting may be usher, the Gemara said that he could make a haroma, salt a piece of meat on saying that I'm going to eat it, and then say, no, I changed my mind, I'm going to eat another piece of meat. So here we see, that haroma is mutter, and here we see haroma is asr. Says Tosfos that the Gemara there is different than our case. Number one, he says that there a real malach is not taking place, because there is really no isser of ma'abed on food. So we're not dealing with isser deraisa. Furthermore, explains Tosfos, but the reason Chazal in that Gemara allowed a haroma is because Chazal wanted that people should have a simchas yontif. People should shecht animals on yontif so that they should be able to have a simchas yontif. And they knew that if we're not going to come up with some sort of a solution how they could salt the meat, they won't shecht the animals, and that will prevent them from simchas yontif. This obviously doesn't apply here, where the person just should have made an Erev Tevshilin, and perhaps that's why here a Haroma, and perhaps that's why here Chazal were more machmer in the Haroma. The Gemara, and we point this out again, says that a person could cook for Yontif, and if he has leftover, the leftover he'll use for later. Say the Rishonim. This heter of a haroma, this heter of heiser of not heter of haroma. Haroma said is not mutter. This heter of cooking extra is only mutter if the food is going to be eaten or yontif and Shabbos. That means, let's say we have a situation where we have a 2-day yontif, Thursday, Friday, and the person is cooking on Thursday, and they're cooking extra. And what will be done with the extra food? It'll be eaten on Yontif on Friday. So even though we're not supposed to cook on the first day Yontif for the second day Yontif, since we're actually cooking for today, food from this pot that I'm cooking today is going to be used today. That's why I could do it. However, the Rishonim point out that if I'm cooking extra, and in the back of my mind, the extra food that I'm going to have, I'm not going to use on Yom Tov and Shabbos. I'm going to use rather on the weekday. That's a lot more of an Isser. It's a Chana on Yom Tov for a weekday, which we have to be a lot more careful with. The Gemara here discussed eating the Erev before I can rely on it. The Gemara actually said that it could cause certain situations if I ate it up because I cannot rely on it. But on the other hand, the Mishnah Berurah says, once Shabbos begins, there is an inyan to eat the Erev, to use the Erev by one of the meals on Shabbos, because since one mitzvah was done with the Erev, it was used for an Erev to Shilin, another mitzvah should be done with that Erev, it should be used to eat a Shabbos meal. And this halacha applies that if the Erev, even if it wasn't eaten up, but let's say the Erev gets ruined, an insect ate up the Erev, or we find out that the food that was used for the Erev was not kosher, the Erev cannot be relied on. And the price can point out, let's say we're dealing in a situation where the entire city is relying on the Erev of the Rav, and then something happens to his Erev, an announcement should be made that nobody under such circumstances can rely on the Erev. The Paiskim also point out that let's say when the Erev was placed on Erev Yontif, the person did not say Behadein Yeshar Lan Ulmevet Kotzachana. He didn't say what the purpose of the Erev was. There's a Machloikas HaPaiskim if you can rely on such an Erev. The Taz says that you cannot rely on such an the Ramah says that you cannot rely on such an Erev. The Taz questions it and says perhaps you can rely on such an Erev, but he says l'chatchila, certainly you want to not rely on such an Erev, and if he remembers later on that when he put the Erev he didn't say the Nusach, he should immediately before Yontif say the Nusach, and if it's already Yontif, he should do one of the other Eitzes that we've discussed in our Gemara. Only says the Taz, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Taz, when he has no other option can he rely on such an Erev. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Hamani, who is the Tana of this Braisa? Chananya hivaliv de Beishamai. The Tanya Chananya Omer. Beishamai Enoy from Elam Kain Erev Pass. We cannot rely on Erev unless he made an Erev with bread. Ven Vashma Elam Kain Erev Tafshol. You can't cook unless you have a Tafshol. Ven Tanya Elam Kain Hayucham Tumun Verev Yontov. You can't make Atman unless you already have something Mutman. We can make one tafshul voice about called tzarchai. So just like we see that this braisa that was strict is going according to Chananya that represents Shbeshame's view, but everybody else may be more makel according to Beis Hillel. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah Hamas peros b'Shabbos and Shabbos, as we learned, we're not allowed to take trumas and ma'isras. If somebody did do it, b'shagig yoichel. If he did it, b'shagig kiyenit. B'meizet lo yoichel. So we see that if somebody was over the rabbanu b'meizet, he can't eat it. Shouldn't that be a proof that if somebody cooked or baked on erev Shabbos Yontif, he should not be allowed to eat the food? So tomorrow lo tzricha. It can't be the proof in that braisa. This like peyrechline. That braisa is speaking about the person has other fruit. So then we don't let him eat fruit that he was ma'aser on Yom Tov Shabbos. Toshma, hamatbol kelim b'Shabbos. If somebody immerses his tamei kelim on Shabbos, b'shagig yishtamsh ben. If he did it b'shagig, he may use them. But mezid lo yishtamsh ben. But if he did it b'mezid, he may not use it. So again, isn't this a proof that if he did something that he wasn't allowed to b'mezid, he can't use it? Says the Gemara again, there's no proof. Lo yitzricha desleimane achrina. Perhaps he has different utensils. He doesn't need these. Inami afsh b'shagig, he could borrow utensils from other people. That's why we're not going to allow him to use these utensils that he was toyable b'mezid. Tashma. If somebody cooks on Shabbos, if he did so by accident, he could eat it. Again, it's a proof that if he did, and here we're talking about cooking, and the Braisa says he may not eat it. Says the Gemara, you can't bring a proof from that case to our case. There's the Surah the Shabbos. We're talking about an Issur d'Oraisa achiv skila. That's why Chazal were machmer. But here, we're only dealing with Issur d'Rabbanan, because Midaraisa, as we explained, you are allowed to always cook on Yontif, because we have the concept of Hoyol. Perhaps Chazal would be Mekel, where if somebody didn't make an Erev Tevshilin, even if a maize that he cooked, he could eat the food. We learned in the Mishnah, Beshamai Mishnei Tevshilin, Beshamai says you have to use two cooked dishes, and Beisil says you only need one dish. Says the Gemara, Masnissin like Tana, our Mishnah is not like the following Tana. The Tanya Amram Shimon Elozo. Might be Shem Beisilu, but Beisham Beisilu agree, Al Shnei Shet Tavshilin Shet Tzorich, that we need to have two cooked dishes for Erev Tavshilin. A man Nechelku, where is their Machloikis? Al Dagu Beish Olaf. An egg that has, a fish that has egg smear on it. She Beisham Amram Shnei Tavshilin, Beisham I hold that these are considered, we need two dishes, and this is considered only one. Beisil say we only need one dish, and that's why this is good enough. V'shoven, but everybody agrees. Shempirper beya v'nosmol techadag. If somebody mashed an egg and put it into a fish, or shirisa kaflutus, or somebody crushed leek v'nosmol techadag and put it into the fish, everybody agrees. Shein tafshilin, it's considered two tafshilin, and it's a kasha erev even according to Beis Shammai. Amar Rava, but Rava says Hilchas Katana Didon, the halacha is like our Tana Valiv the Beis Hillel, that we only need one tafshil. We learned in the Mishnah, Ochlai Sha'ovid, if somebody ate up the Erev or got lost, Tareza Lo Yavash Olav. But Abaye says Natinen, the following, we can make the following qualification: Hitzchel B'Sosay, if somebody started preparing his dough, started cooking, relying on the Erev, the Nechel Erev, and in the middle of doing this, the Erev is eaten up, Goymer, he could finish baking. Only, he can't begin baking when he doesn't have an Erev. But if he's in the middle already, he could continue, even though the Erev is no longer in existence. Tosfos here quotes the Rabbeinu Tam that we said many times, that an Erev Tavshilin should l'chatchila have something baked and something cooked. Something baked to allow us to bake from Yontif to Shabbos, and something cooked to allow us to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. The Ri disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam, and it brings a number of proofs, but then the Ri, and it's worth reading the words of Tosfos, ends with these words, Mikom Makom Omer Ri, still says the Ri, Loi Melani Libi, I don't have the chutzpah, La'avar Al Divrei Doidi, to disagree with my uncle Rabbeinu Tam, and that's why Tzorok Shnei Tavshilin, when one makes an Erev Tavshilin, he should have passed the tafshil, we should put down something baked and something cooked. The kena madova, that's the minig. Even if we don't necessarily understand what Rabbeinu Tam says, and he says I have halachic reason to disagree with Rabbeinu Tam, I still should follow the minig and use and put the erev tafshilin, which is our minig, to put down something that was baked and something that was cooked.